5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ah, tech time. Now, remember when we all first logged into the World Wide Web in the mid-1990s? Pre-Google, yep, none of that was around. Lycos, InfoSeek, Excite. Gosh, early search engines all, and it's a sad day today for one of those, even maybe earlier search engines. Yahoo has announced that Alta Vista, yes, it still exists, Alta Vista will be shut down on July 8, just days away. 1995, Alta Vista was launched. It got up to indexing 20 million pages, which was pretty big at the time. Pre-Google. Not so big these days, I imagine. Claire Porter will be able to fill us in on some of those numbers. She is news.com.au's technology editor, has been following the story. Now, Claire, this conversation is probably best viewed in Netscape 3.2.
Oh, that brings me back.
Alta Vista, really?
Alta Vista. That was how I learned how to use the internet. My dad sat me down in front of my computer and introduced me to this novel concept of a search engine that you could type words into and bring back hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of search results.
Kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. It was very groovy at the time. It wasn't as taken for granted as it is today.
And was Alta Vista, and forgive me not knowing this, were they pioneers and sort of working out various algorithms, or what was their edge?
Alta Vista's main edge was that it could index more search pages than people realised existed at the time. I think it's cached about 20 million search pages when I think it was only 2 million that were believed to exist at the time. So it really put into perspective just how much the internet had grown in a really short space of time. I mean, Alta Vista existed in the very early days of the web. So thinking that there were 20 million anythings back in those days was
reasonably impressive.
Impressive number.
I mean, search engines were not, and people are accustomed to the varieties of internets we have these days would perhaps not realise this, but it was not always a searchable entity. I mean, it was just a mass of stuff. A search engine was at one point a novel concept. Can you sort of walk us through how all that evolved and how that worked out for various parties?
Certainly. I mean, back in the day, the idea that you could just type in any word was really a big ask. I mean, I think even in the earliest days of Alta Vista, you kind of still had to do the sort of Boolean searches that you would do at the library. There was a lot of use of inverted commas or ands and ors to ensure that you were narrowing the search down adequately to get the results that you needed. Back in the day, one of the very first search engines' name was Archie. It stands for archive, except without the V. And it allowed for people to search for specific files across computers.
Right.
It was developed by a group of university students. And that would sort of be the basis for search engines that would come after this. The fun fact is that some of the first search engines were named after a very famous comic series. Do you remember Archie?
I remember the comics.
So first,
thank
there
you,
was
Veronica.
Archie. Yeah, well, Veronica was one of the search engines. It was a search engine that it was a constantly self-updating database. So the more it searched for, the more it automatically added to itself, which was a huge achievement at the time. And it allowed for people to search for multiple servers at the time.
Okay.
And Jughead followed after Veronica.
Of course.
And that allowed you to search for individual servers. And then in 1993, a man by the name of Oscar Nierstrutz, and I have no idea if I'm pronouncing that properly, so very... You know, apologies to his family if they happen to be listening to this.
We'll Alta Vista it after the program.
Oh, yes. Using Netscape, of course. He wrote a series of what were known as Perl scripts, which basically mirrored all of the web pages across the net and put them into sort of a comprehensive web page form so that people could read it. So, for every search that you did, it basically translated that for you. And then following that was WebCrawler, which was kind of... the early search engine that came just before Alta Vista.
Right.
And it did a lot of what Alta Vista could do. It was kind of the first keyword search that you could do. You could sort of type in, the keywords of what you were looking for, and it would shoot out results in much the same way that Google does now.
Best Indian in Richmond.
Yes.
For example.
Yes.
No, nothing like
no.
that.
No. No, no. And, yeah, I mean, from there we had, you know, heaps. There were Alta Vista, there was Lycos, Excite, yep. for those who remember. And then, obviously, Google came and changed everything.
Well, let's talk about that, because how did Google come and change everything? What did Google do that others were not?
I think it was just a manner of ambition and also obviously having good algorithms and understanding exactly how you group things across the internet. I mean, all of these search engines were doing relatively the same thing in hugely different ways. So obviously Sergey Brin and the founders of Google, you know, they bought an incredible amount of computers at the time, and they tried to index as much as they could so that every time you type something in, it taught itself. Mm. Not only having a good system, but also having good marketing, I think, also goes a long way. It was one of the first search engines that wasn't treated as a portal. It was a white page. You had the beautiful Google logo, you know, and a white box to type things into and a grey button to click go, and that was about it.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Because a lot of other things were, yes, as you say, wrapped up in some other sort of commercial or other sort of environment. It wasn't just that window type.
Well, yeah, the
words.
Thing that killed Alta Vista was the fact that they kept trying to turn it into a portal. Mm. First it was bought by Yahoo, and then it was Yahoo sold it, and then they wanted to create a portal that competed with Yahoo, and it had its own email service, and you could look up recipes and try, you know, it was an early version of shopping online. You could do a little bit of that through Alta Vista, and that seemed to be the way that early web thought they were going in. They wanted to be everything for everyone, whereas, you know, because search was still so undeveloped, they were probably better off trying to develop a better search algorithm to get better results and cache more pages. But it was crippled by a series of acquisitions, and it was just pulled in a number of different directions. Google, for a number of years, all they wanted to do was search. The idea that Google was this media provider back in the day, you know, nobody could have guessed that they would have ended up having so many fingers and so many pies. They just wanted to do search. They wanted to do search well. And they did that for a long time before expanding into other areas.
And so we say farewell to Alta Vista. And for those of you who have not a clue about what we're talking about when we use those words, I suggest you Google them.
Claire, the sad irony of it.
That's right. Just before we go, Claire, a warning for folk ringing numbers for tech help. Check those credentials.
Yes, you need to be very, very careful, particularly when using Google. Still, you know, see, Google doesn't work all the time, people. The internet doesn't always tell you the truth.
If you just stayed at that Alta Vista portal, everything would be okay.
Things just move too fast. Mm. There's a group of what is thought to be scammers called My Tech Gurus, and they're showing up in Google search results as if they're Microsoft's official support services. They are not. They also list a number that claims to be Microsoft's official support phone number. Do not dial it. It's so common, actually, that a member of JB Hi-Fi accidentally gave it to a customer who was then almost conned out of $600.
So how does it show up in a search?
Well, you type in Microsoft Help or you type in Microsoft Support, and it actually shows up as the very first search listing. And it also has a number of sponsored search listings as well. And it says Microsoft Support. You need to go to the URL. You'll see it'll say microsoftsupport.mytechgurus.com.au.
Okay.
Microsoft are not affiliated with these guys in any way, but they seem to have had a pretty huge impact for a number of years. They'll try to convince you that there's something wrong with your computer, that there's a virus on it, and that you need to pay them, you know, up to $600 to remove it.
Yep.
Microsoft isn't going to ask you that. They're not affiliated with these people, and if anyone tries to get you to pay to remove something from your computer, you should hang up immediately.
Claire Porter, with that timely warning, thank you so much for your time this evening.
Thank you for having me on.
Claire Porter is news.com.au's technology editor.